This nigga.
Well, here we are again.
Kia ora, Karen.
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty great.
Finn Johansson.
How are you, Karen?
How's it going outside in the world?
Beautiful.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It is. I got up early today and I've just got so much blue light in my brain now. I don't think I'm going to be able to go to sleep for another 48 hours.
Have you been sunshine?
I've been sunshined.
Right. Already?
Already. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you got Luna here today.
I've got Luna here today. And yeah, Luna is actually not doing too bad with navigating the brutalist stairs.
Yes, because every time I talked to you, you were like, I would bring Luna, but then I've got my coffee in one hand, my laptop in the other, and if I fall, yeah, I'm going to sacrifice Luna.
I've never said that to you at all.
That was kind of the implication.
That would happen because she might fall through the...
Just the brain does a quick calculation. It's nothing to do with morals.
What do you mean?
You know, in the moment of falling...
Would I sacrifice Luna?
It doesn't matter
Luna?
What you choose, you know? I mean, no one would judge you.
I wouldn't be thinking about sacrificing anything. I'd just be like, you know.
Just be like, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. Is this how we die? Great. Okay. So that's not great, but yeah, okay, cool. Right. Where were we? We're here to talk about Pickle Darling. And Lucas,
we're pickling up where we left off from last week.
Yeah, so Lucas is not here this week, unfortunately.
No, they couldn't make it, we're sending our love from BFM down to Christchurch. Yeah.
All right, so... You gave us a little rundown last week as to how you worked on this track. I'm not sure how far we got through that musically, but I know the prompt was can't decide, add one more.
Yeah.
I've listened to the track this morning and yes, that's absolutely correct. And I like the way you interpreted it.
It is quite an interesting interpretation, I would say.
All right, but we'll just leave that with a dot, dot, dot. And musically, did you do this? You did this you were in Otatahi.
Yeah, that's right.
And you went to Lucas's place.
Yeah, we were in Lucas's spare room. That's where they do all of their recordings. It was a very Pickle Darling production sound situation because we went into Lucas's laptop through their only microphone. They kept being like, I don't have any instruments. All right. But then they have like three guitars, so I don't know what they thought an instrument was. But I've got a little bit here about the process. I was inspired by a Bonnie Prince Billy song for this called Always Bathing in the Evening, and we were both inspired by this Jeff Tweedy song called Feel Free, which is off his latest album. And, you know, songs that might give you permission to think outside the box for what a song is. And we did it in 4 hours. Everything, I think, is done in one take, which is, once again, very Pickle Darling coded. And, we kind of recorded maybe four electric acoustic guitars, some synths. And do you remember the Zach Arnold Demo Gods?
I do.
How we had different things overlapping. We had maybe like six different tracks overlapping in non-uniform ways, so that no matter how long you made the track, it would still be kind of, it would be repetitive yet unique. So this is what we did with this one too.
Right. When you say you were inspired by those two tracks, did you have a discussion about this beforehand or how did that...
Oh, it's funny. When you're hanging out pre-Demo God recording or writing, you know, you're talking about stuff. And I saw a Bonnie Prince Billy book on the shelf. And I don't know, the Jeff Tweedy one seems to be a real Otatahi thing. Like Emily Fairlight was raving about his book and we all love Feel Free, so it just organically came up. But I think kind of you steer your conversations towards music maybe when you know you're about to write a song.
Yes, that would make sense, of course.
Sometimes
so you come into this into his room with nothing, not a thought, except the prompt,
basically. And we if you'll permit me to borrow from another Demo God, the Jasmine Mary one.
Yes.
We wrote all our lyrics, all 104 lines. They're very short lines, but there are 104 of them.
My eyeballs are popping out. No, I know that because I've heard it.
We did it in the way that me and Jasmine did, where you set a timer for 10 minutes and then you write as many lyrics as possible. Then we swapped pages, and so I chose my favourite of Lucas's and they chose their favourite of my lyrics, and then we squashed them together, we like braided them together and then took turns singing them. So it was all very like, put it in the blender. In fact, the last two verses we didn't do like that and they ended up not being very good, so I blended them post. I cut them up and I made the lyrics at the end sort of match the randomness and like serendipity of the start. And it just was so much better.
See, that's interesting that you said that you both had turns on vocals, because when I was listening to it, I thought it was you. And then I thought, is that you? It's hard to distinguish between those two voices.
I think I might have been putting on a little bit of a timbre of a Pickle Darling, of like a bedroom pop song. So maybe I aligned my voice more with them. But, you know, maybe we do just have similar voices.
Maybe that was just me, because I was thinking, oh, that's fun. Oh, no, that is that? Oh, that's, I couldn't work it out.
Someone else
I had a lot of time
that.
To work it out, though.
Did have a lot of time to work. Like we said last week, this really straddles the line between ambient, something you dip in and out of focusing on, and, you know, lyrical, which is focusable.
Well, shall we play it and talk more about it afterwards?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. This is Pickle Darling with Finn Johansson, and the prompt was Can't Decide, Add One More, and the track is called
More.
More.
Naked, more tiny, more.
nothing more proud. More practice, more shine. More wrinkled. More loud. More lift, more rain. More.
Ember. More hungry, more tired. More craft. More frightening. More inside, more light.
Trees,
more moss, more wood, more tears, more trouble, more question, more waiting, more spin, more tears.
Walk.
More switch, more play. More sit. More blink. More spin, more bait. Stay. more, sing more, drink more. Scream.
Breath and everybody's resigned themselves to their fate at home. That's more, and that's our demo god for the week, Pickle Darling with Finn Johansson. I gave in at about 6 minutes, I reckon. I just let it happen.
Yeah, it's like staring at something, staring at the wall, eh? staring at the wake of a boat.
This says, gosh, this is lovely. Let it not remain a demo.
Oh,
so that's very nice. And this one says, what is this? Lol, with a very long lol. And Victoria says, goes on a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, that's my favourite. Thank you, Victoria.
So I had to laugh at some of those more teeth, more skin.
More teeth, more skin. There are some funny ones in there. There's some cracker ones in there. More is kind of meta. I don't know. I've forgotten what all my funny ones were.
More Rent.
Oh, More Rent was my one that I thought was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one. I now know why I got the voices mixed up, because it's like you've spliced them together.
Yeah, we splice. The first word of the song is me, and then it goes into Lucas's verse. So that would discombobulate one.
Very discombobulating. So, yeah, mixed reaction to that one. I just let it happen. I just thought, okay, it's got 11 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be interesting not knowing how long it is. I shouldn't have told you. I guess you can see. But then you'd really resign yourself to it. You'd be a changed person by the end. No. Oh, gosh, what was
I am a changed person after listening to that. I love the little riff. The riff is beautiful.
Yeah, so Lucas just did that in 1 second. They picked up the guitar and just boom. And if they were here on the Zoom, they'd be talking themselves down as a guitarist or like a practical musician. But they're like, it makes me very angry to hear that after you see them just pick it up and like say something self-denigrating and then just be like really amazing. So I'm mad even just thinking about it, Lucas. I know you didn't do that because you're not here, but colour me mad.
And with that, you were talking about... forgive me, I've had a momentary lapse of memory there.
Yes.
Who was it? Where that repeating riff?
Zach?
Yeah, it was Zach, yeah. So that repeating riff, even though that riff repeats for all of that time in that song, it does have so many other layers to it that you can pick up.
Yeah, I guess all the parts that you can hear never occur at the same time together.
I see.
So like you might get a bleep bloop that never happens in relation to the da-da-da-da. Like there'll always be a certain amount.
But it has other things in it.
Yeah, there's like there's four guitars in there.
Yes.
There's that one keyboard, there's one bass,
And where did you drop those in terms of how?
They all pretty much happen at the start, because it's like, if you have such a long song, you would be tempted, as I was, to kind of bring everything in minute by minute, so it does have the sort of this landscape, which would be easier on the ear.
Yes.
And it would make for a more interesting listen. So I guess to intentionally do the opposite was to lean into the sort of banality, the mindfulness kind of vibe. Of let's not give people the changes that would be entertaining. Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Not really, but let's not give people the changes that would be entertaining.
Yeah, so bringing everything in right at the start isn't the most interesting arrangement decision. But to, like, you don't want to necessarily make a song like this full of, like, shiny baubles. Make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
You're multitasking.
I am, actually.
That's why it didn't make sense. But for everybody at home who's actually paying attention, I'm sure you got it the first time before I didn't explain it. I have to explain it again.
Okay.
I've got an idea for Demo Gods before we leave.
Mm.
Can we have, like, can you award an award of the week to each of these songs? It doesn't have to be a good award. It doesn't have to be a kiss-ass award. It can just be, like, you know,
anything,
a fun thing.
Okay.
You know, it's like the Demo Gods Award for that goes to this song. Well, do we have one for this one? Why don't we?
I'm going to go with. I've got one. Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Okay.
That for the Demo God Award of the Week. That's for that. This award goes on a bit, doesn't it? Award.
Yeah. All right. The Demo God goes on a bit. Doesn't it? Award goes to
More by Pickle Darling with Finn Johansson.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Lucas. Once again, we're thinking of you, bud. They are at work.
Yeah. As you do on a Saturday. Thank you very much, Finn. Most appreciated. And thank you very much, Lucas, wherever you are.
Yes.
And you'll be back next week with your new victim and your new prompts. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say victim.
No. That's fine. That's actually what we call it in the official email I send out to everybody.
Okay. All right. See you next week.
See ya.
Okay. Thanks. And that's it from me as well. It's 3 minutes to...